traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore. I'm the Director of Communications at the National Cannabis Industry Association. Today, I have a couple of guests from the Retail Committee and our Facilities Design Committee at NCIA, Lorena Schofield and Kevin Quinlan. Kevin Quinlan is an entrepreneur and principal in the built environment and building design industries with a 16-year track record of success in quality on project design, engineering, execution, and quality assurance. He currently serves as principal of Mintropy, which provides mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and fire protection consulting engineering services across various market sectors and industries. Mintropy specializes in mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and fire protection design consulting services in support of cannabis cultivation and retail facilities. And the company's design approach encourages a cohesiveness with nature, and they strive to find ways to incorporate technological advancements back into harmony with Mother Nature. Lorena Schofield helps create welcoming and memorable experiences for many cannabis customers and employees alike. From starting on the retail ground floor in 2013 and then moving into management and operations for the past several years, Lorena's now serving retailers outside of the store these days as the Director of Customer Success for Swede POS. Swede's an all-in-one retail cannabis solution designed for large cannabis retailers that delivers powerful point-of-sale functionality, analytics, marketing, loyalty, e-commerce, and so much more. This episode is intended to be a multi-part series with some other committee members that we're going to be bringing into the discussion of designing a cannabis dispensary. So we'll call this one part one. Thank you both, Kevin and Lorena, for joining me today.
Well, thank you so much for having us. Yeah.
Great. So let's kick off by just getting to know you both a little bit better before we start talking cannabis design. Kevin, I'd love to hear more about your background and experience and what sorts of things you did before getting involved in this cannabis space.
Yeah. Thanks, Bethany. That's it was a great intro. I appreciate it. Happy to be here. So, I started off in commercial building engineering about 16 years ago, like you had mentioned. I was a mechanical engineer, so I focused mostly on HVAC, mostly in the data center space back then. Through the evolution of my career, I've worked in different markets, from commercial buildings, lead projects, industrial. I find a kind of a cool niche in the energy and sustainability side of things as it pertains to design in this space. My entire career has been spent really focusing on those systems that you had mentioned, HVAC, lighting, plumbing. And most of those systems are hidden behind walls. Most of the time, people don't know they exist. With the absence of really having to turn on a switch or if something goes bad, most of the time, you know, it's invisible. So I think cannabis has given me the opportunity to really bring those systems to life, especially as it pertains to the cultivation side, where they're really the lifeblood, creating a real living ecosystem that we're, you know, supporting plants. And that was sort of the genesis of my interest in the field. as well as you know, being a believer in the medicinal benefits of cannabis itself as a plant. So you know, twofold, I guess, in that respect.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you pretty much answered my next question about what your reason for getting involved in cannabis. A lot of people have a personal relationship with the plant as well sometimes. So it's in addition to there being a practical professional application, there's also, you know, the passion for this movement, this.
Yes, this, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, in looking back into the impact of the war on drugs and the impact on our criminal justice system, you know, I'm a big advocate of sensible drug policies and more importantly, turning our minds to seeing what benefits these naturally evolved plants on plant species on Mother Earth could have for humankind. So
well said, yes.
Hand in hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Well said. Absolutely. Lorena, let's hear a bit about your background. It sounds like it was very retail focused as well.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you again for having me on the podcast. I'm super excited. But yeah, my journey in the cannabis industry. So I came from Louisiana originally, and I moved to Colorado with the hopes of, you know, really starting a career out of doing something that I loved. I was super passionate about the cannabis plant. And, you know, back in 2013, there was absolutely no opportunities for a career in cannabis. So I moved to Colorado to pursue that dream. And, you know, I was 22 at the time. And most of my experience at that time while I was going to college was hospitality. So, you know, I kind of started on the base level of the retail ground floor. And, you know, I've always had a passion for people. And, you know, I love the retail experience, because I feel like that is really where the rubber meets the road as it regards to, you know, all of the industry efforts and, you know, creating magic for that customer experience is something that I've always really loved. So I just kind of continued to pursue a career in retail. And nowadays I'm serving retailers outside of the retail floor, but it's still a passion of mine. And, you know, I just truly love the retail cannabis space. It's unlike any other retail space, and it's truly something special.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. As dispensaries for adult use began popping up, there were certainly a few different designs and models. And, you know, I remembered all the excitement around the Apple type of shopping experience. Yeah. In cannabis, and just all these different opportunities to experience, whether you can smell it or not, or there's a menu on the wall or a paper menu. We'll talk more about that for sure. So before we take a commercial break, Kevin, can you just briefly tell our audience more about Mintropy and what you're up to as we head into 2023?
Yeah. So Mintropy, again, we're a full service MEP firm, MEPFP. We continue to evolve in the cultivation space, developing several MSOs this year and continue to see demand for our work as we go into the next few years. I think most of that has to do with really our design philosophy. You know, one, going back to the sustainability driven approach, I think we're able to open our clients' eyes and ears directly from those, as cannabis cultivation is a huge energy consumer, and we're trying to show people alternatives. And yeah, secondarily, I think we as an engineering team are able to work in sort of the gray, where I think a lot of different engineering firms that we compete with are very straight to the line. We try to figure out, as we had spoke about, how we can design systems that sort of mimic Mother Nature. And there isn't blueprints to that. And I think that's another value add that we bring to the market. Kind of free thinkers, think outside the box. This is a new space. There isn't standards yet developed. So we're working on all that stuff at the same time.
Really interesting, absolutely. Lorena, how about you?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, I recently left the retail cannabis space, and I'm now working for cannabis software. So I'm working with Swede POS. So it's more than really just point of sale. It does a little bit of everything. It's really an all-in-one system. And our main goal is to be essentially the only technology that a retailer needs to use on a day-to-day basis. So, as it pertains to marketing, loyalty, e-commerce reporting systems, as well as like point of sale. It's a newer company, but we do serve larger MSOs. That's our what we have as our kind of target clientele as the industry grows and expands. We are designed to support the scaling cannabis retail business. So, yeah, that's a little bit about Swede.
That's fantastic. All right. Thank you both for those introductions. We're going to hop into our first commercial break, and then we'll be right back to talk more about the elements of designing a cannabis dispensary with Kevin and Lorena. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
All right, we're back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore, and we're talking with Lorena Schofield and Kevin Quinlan, and they're both participants in some of NCIA's committees. So this is our retail committee and our facilities design committee. And we're going to talk about what goes into a retail cannabis dispensary being designed and engineered. So retail dispensaries are intended to be a place, obviously, for customers to have a positive experience when they're purchasing the items they want. So right off the bat, the designs are going to be centered mainly around customers and products, right? Makes sense. So I want to talk about these important elements that are considered when planning a cannabis dispensary. What are your thoughts, Lorena?
Yeah, well, to start, first impressions are so important in the retail cannabis space, and you want that first impression to be in line with your brand. So, what's your vibe? How do you want your customer, how do you want to make people feel? From the moment the customer walks in your door, you really have the opportunity to provide an experience that is both memorable and keeps them coming back. And people love that sort of wow factor, whether you choose to do that subtly or more boldly based on your brand, it's really important to appeal to your customers' emotions when you're building out your facility. So from opening the door to the check-in process to where your TVs are located and what content's displaying on your TVs to what music is playing, how the store smells, the whole shopping experience, everything about your chosen design and layout is crucial to that customer experience.
Yeah, that makes sense. Absolutely. Kevin, what would you add to that?
Yeah, that was a great 30,000 foot view of what retailers are looking for, and it's our job really to listen to those perspectives. And Lorena did a great job of kind of summarizing what those things that are important overall. On an individual basis, though, we get involved with you know, the specific designs of what an owner or retailer is really looking to do in terms of separating their store from others. And that might have to do with some of the items that Lorena had mentioned are, you know, where are your TV displays? What is what is the smell like? A lot of typical retail facilities, you know, the facility kind of smells like the ambience of the flower itself, and for some that's great. For others, they might want to create a different type of smell, and we can do that with our HVAC systems. As far as opening doors, we work on you know, the different security systems, IT systems, placing cameras, wiring those back, access control systems for doors. So we integrate all those different aspects that an owner is looking to add to bring to their facility. We work with three-dimensional modeling software, so a lot of that stuff we can bring to life, and work in conjunction with a retailer's vision to bring all those aspects that all those systems that we design feed into. So that's kind of our take on it. What does the retailer want to provide, and how are we going to leverage our experience and design knowledge to make that come to life? And that's really what gets us excited is bringing that vision to life and working cohesively and collaborating together.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure that there are some challenges and complexities that may present themselves when you're trying to design a dispensary. Not everyone has the luxury of being able to start from scratch. Maybe you're taking over another building and need to work with some existing elements or something. There was a bank here in Denver that got turned into a dispensary. So the vault area is still there, which is kind of interesting. I think they keep the product back there.
Probably best.
Yeah. So I'm curious about what kind of challenges might be might show up here when we're making all these considerations.
Yeah, so retail cannabis facilities can definitely encounter several challenges when building out facilities, security being a big one. You know, something that's important to consider, you know, is it worth having that big, beautiful window with lots of natural light? Or depending on how safe the area you're operating in, maybe you need bars on your windows, which isn't the most attractive, you know, in the retail setting. But, you know, security is really a big challenge in this space. You know, state requirements is another important factor to consider. You know, depending on the state you operate in, you may or may not be able to serve med and rec customers in the same area. You might require more space. Another challenge might be, you know, the size and footprint of your location. Like you said, sometimes you don't have the luxury of starting from scratch. You're a lot of spaces are often pretty small and high traffic. So you have to get pretty crafty with how you facilitate the design aspect of it and the flow. You also have to consider your traffic control. How many registers are you going to need? How big does your lobby need to be, depending on, you know, your high traffic flow? Inventory storage is another, like you mentioned, you know, where's the most secure place to store your product? How much space do you need to store it? You know, that also depends how much inventory you're able to keep, depending on how big your space is. You know, you also have to keep in mind odor control, you know, because cannabis is a stinky plant and you don't want your neighbors smelling it if you're operating in a rural area. And last but not least, your demographics. Like, what do your customers want? Are your customers predominantly locals who might work better with like a self-serve kind of station, or are they maybe more tourists or canna curious consumers who like to ask lots of questions, and maybe a pointed salesperson would be better? Maybe it's a little bit of both, but you know, considering your local demographics as well as the customer base you're wishing to attract is equally as important.
Yeah, you know, that makes me reflect a little bit on some of my shopping experiences. You know, there's some dispensaries that are designed for customers who kind of know what they want, get you in and get you out. There's a menu. I'll take two of those and one of those. Thank you very much. Hi, goodbye. But then there are the more immersive experiences where you may need to ask some questions. And a place that I go, they keep my profile in their system so I can look back on what my previous purchases were and say, oh, you know what? I really didn't have a good experience with that cartridge. Let's try something else. Or, hey, can I just get the exact same thing I got last week? That would be great. Whatever that was called.
Absolutely.
It was some kind of lemon jelly, something or other, but it was good. So those are some interesting things to think about as well. And sometimes the music is more rock and roll. Sometimes it's more like Zen spa-like. So these are all really different customer experiences for sure. We're going to take one more commercial break, and then we're going to come back and continue our conversation about designing cannabis dispensaries. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
All right, we're back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm Bethany Moore with NCIA. And before we talk a little bit more and wrap up our conversation, I want to make a quick announcement that NCIA's events are coming back in 2023. We're hitting the road. We're going on tour. We'll be hosting 10 industry socials, a cannabis caucus, and of course, our 11th annual Cannabis Industry Lobby Days. Please head to our website, thecannabisindustry.org, navigate to the events calendar, take a look at all that. There's also going to be some promotion on social media and newsletters as well. Definitely get ready to join us in cities all over the country, from St. Louis to Boston to LA and Miami and Denver. So definitely get your team pumped up and ready to go to join us at the industry socials and Cannabis Caucus, and also in Washington, D.C. for Lobby Days. I'm so excited. I love hanging out with cannabis industry people. It's like a family reunion. So it's really a good time. So back to the business of dispensaries. There's a lot. Some have similarities. And like I've hinted at already, they're all a bit unique as well in how they were designed. Sometimes there's a waiting room. Sometimes you just go straight to the sales counter once security checks your ID. Some have jars of cannabis that you can smell. Sometimes it's just a menu. There's a lot of different ways to do this, right? So I'm interested in hearing maybe some other design elements that you've seen and what the reason behind those designs are.
Yeah, so personally, coming from the early days of retail cannabis in Colorado, we've come a long way with the layout and design of dispensaries. You know, back then it was like you had a waiting area, felt often more like a doctor's office, into your bud room with someone standing behind a counter, often, you know, poorly displayed products. But nowadays, as the cannabis industry matures, we're seeing a huge shift in the design elements. You know, for example, how we display our product matters a great deal more. A lot of the times, dispensaries are having more centralized floor displays that are illuminated and lit up and really are beautiful, which I love to see that. Same with like, you know, potentially like touch screen menus in the lobby while you wait so you can pre-order, maybe even a cannabis vending machine. But yeah, that open floor concept seems to be becoming more popular, you know, and it takes a little bit more planning as far as like electrical wiring and stuff, but it really does make a big impact on your overall customer experience. And I'm sure Kevin could talk a little bit about that from an engineering perspective.
Yeah. So, you know, going back to the overall thesis here, it's like, how do we affect these five senses? And how do we kind of trigger those in a way to create sort of what the owner is looking for in that environment, whether it's peaceful or exciting or what have you. And so playing around with lighting levels is a big one when we're doing modeling, not just from the actual lighting of the space, but displays and so forth. And we see a lot of development, and we're working on some cool projects where we're bringing you know, under shelf lighting for flowers, so it sort of highlights those, and picking up blues and greens and things like that that really sort of emphasize the product, as well as integrating those point of sale features, automation, creating, you know, user HMIs, human interfaces, that can sort of automate that whole process and create sort of a synergistic type of atmosphere in the space. And really, again, it goes back to the retailers, wants and their vision and you know, working with them to create that. I would also say, going back to one of the questions before in terms of challenges, is the vault area, and how do we, from an HVAC perspective, what are we doing there to optimize the environment for the flower? So obviously humidity ratios have to be, and temperatures have to be maintained. So that all has to be controlled accurately. You know, also on the odor side, we integrate carbon filtration systems to make sure that, you know, our neighbors are not being displaced or upset from the smell. So, you know, all these things are taken into account at different levels. And yeah, it creates quite a challenging environment. But I think when we all walk away, we're creating something new for the retail space every time we take a crack at this. And I think there's nowhere else in any other retail space where we're really as concerned with how do these overall five senses, how do we integrate them from a design perspective? And it's really, I think, a cool space in all different angles.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, in the 6 years that this podcast has been going, every time smell comes up, I have to mention the Purina Puppy Chow factory Denver. Drive by and enjoy, like roll your windows up, just
especially if you have a dog in the car.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I mentioned I did industrial design, so I actually have worked at that plant as an engineer on their steam system. So
oh my goodness,
it's even worse when you get into the plant, believe me. Even so, dog food is bad, but cat food is worse. I'll just
oh man,
so funny. Okay, I'm glad we're wrapping this up on a pretty hilarious note here. Thank you both for your time today. I'm looking forward to continuing this series on the elements of designing a cannabis dispensary with folks from your committees as well. So we'll talk to you all again. And thank you both for being on the show. And thanks to our listeners, of course, for continuing to tune in to NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Until next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh. the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.